and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. It is 7:20, 69 degrees on our way to 95 before it's all said and done, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Julian Seaman at the Emporia Airport, talking about the Fly Kansas Air Tour and Wings and Wheels coming up in just over a week out at the Emporia Airport. Julian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing well out here.
Outstanding. How are things at the airport here this week? It's obviously been a hot period again for you guys.
Yeah, it sure makes it a little hard to get all the work done and the mowing done and fighting the heat, too.
Well, you know, before we start talking about, say, the upcoming activities, really highlights for you on the community calendar to close out next week, maybe you can talk about some of the work that you guys have been doing over the last several months over at the airport.
Yeah, we've got a couple of projects that are coming up out here at the airport. They're going to replace our taxiway lights this later on this year, and then we've got a ramp expansion that we got a KDOT grant for that's coming up. It'll probably happen in the next year or so.
How long will that extension take? Any idea, ballpark, how long that will take, Julian?
Well, the ramp expansion, we're still not in the – we're just in the planning stages right now. We got the grant, so we're in planning stages now, talking to the engineers. And then once we have the layout done, then they'll put it out for bid, and then we'll have an idea how long it'll take the company to come in and do the work.
And then how long is that ramp expansion going to be? How is that going to help the airport?
Well, it's going to help us a lot. You know, everybody's corporate jets are getting a little bigger, and our ramp's really fairly small. The other day, we had 3 jets on it, and there was no room for anything else. You know, you can't run an airport if you can't park the planes that are coming and going.
Yeah. So that will mean, the opportunity to get more traffic in and out, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Make it a lot easier on us trying to get them parked and get them in and out of the airport and not have the clearance we need to get them by each other. So,
yeah, significant upgrades out at the Emporia Airport. Looking forward to that. Well, let's talk about the big event, Wings and Wheels, not this weekend, but next weekend out at the airport. So what's going to be going on, Julian?
Yeah, I think I lost my mind because we've got 2 big events scheduled for next weekend. On Friday, we have our Kansas Aviation Tour, which is sponsored by KDOT. They're coming through, and then the next day, we've got another open to the public event called Wings and Wheels that we put on every year out here at the airport, and it's our open house, and it's a breakfast put on by the local EAA chapter, which is the Experimental Aircraft Association, and they're a group of local pilots. Most of them have built planes or have built their own or own planes that were built by individuals, not by a factory like Wichita has. And that chapter is very active around here with flying, and we do Young Eagle rides for kids between the ages of 8 and 18. It's free to the kids to come out and take a flight with the local pilots, and they'll run them up and take them around town and let them look at the ground from up in the air.
It's a really cool, neat way to take a look at aviation and maybe spark some imaginations, I would say.
Absolutely. The Kansas Aviation Tour is based on STEM program, which is stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and it's a way of educating students with not just the book learning, but also the hands-on and being able to see what that imagination and what those different aspects of learning, what they can end up being.
Yeah, Wings and Wheels coming up at the Emporia Municipal Airport September 7th. The 8 o'clock start time admission is absolutely free. Well, we've got the Emporia Flying Club that will have aircraft on display. What, Flatland Cruisers out there too, Julian?
Yeah, we got a great local car club that really helps support us out here, and they'll bring out cars so you can come out and look at some of the really cool cars that are in town. And we also have our local air ambulance system run by Air Methods, and they'll bring their helicopter out, and they'll be out here, and you'll be able to look at the helicopter and talk to the different crew members and see what they're all about.
You mentioned the Area Experimental Aircraft Association. They doing up the breakfast?
Yes, they do. They do a great pancake and sausage breakfast. It's $7 for adults, and kids 3 to 12 are $3.
But the whole event's free of charge if you want to go ahead and attend, correct?
Absolutely. We want the public to come out and see the airport and see what we have, what we do for Emporia out here. And so, yeah, it's open. Both events are open to the public to come out. Saturday or Friday's event, we'll have some airplanes coming in from all over the state. And they'll fly in. You'll be able to watch them come in and land. And Saturday, you'll have all the local planes out here flying around, flying the kids around. So there'll be a lot of activity out here this weekend.
A lot going on. A lot of air traffic out at the Emporia Airport coming up on next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll talk about the air tour. What time of the day is that activity going to be taking place, Julian?
This year we were lucky. We got slotted for the 12:30 to 4 o'clock slot in this year's tour. It's a little different than what the tour was. If anybody came out last year, we kind of came in as a group and landed and parked, and then everybody got to go out and look at them. This year, they're probably going to be a little more spread out since it's not the same tour version that we had before, but it'll still be a good show. There'll still be airplanes to come out and look at.
Speaking of that, do you have any indication as to what kinds of airplanes are going to be coming in, at least at this time of the, you know, the preparation work? Or is that going to finalize next week, or will you really even know until they land?
We will not know until they land. It's always a surprise as to who's out and what plane they brought. And you know, obviously with this being all airplane related, and weather is going to have to be decent for us to be able to pull it all off, but hopefully we'll get some decent weather for this.
Understood.
Yeah, we don't need that Wichita wind like they had up there last weekend. Yeah, no doubt about that. So, yeah, keep it on your calendars, folks. The Emporia Airport going to be hosting the Fly Kansas Air Tour on September the 6th. That's Friday. And then the Wings and Wheels event, the big show there, beginning at 8 o'clock on the morning of September the 7th. Well, Julian, hey, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Julian. Well,
thanks for having me on.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Julian Seaman out the Emporia Municipal Airport. Plenty happening.
Yeah.
At the airport, huh?
Yeah, especially Friday, Saturday of next week. So get ready for that Fly Kansas Air Tour Friday afternoon, and then Wings and Wheels Saturday morning. So that's the 5th and 6th for those activities taking place. Want to let you know that if you want that 720 spot, the newsmaker spot for your event or activity,